Welcome back to the Chad Easty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO and online at KFYO.com. Don't forget to download the Radio Pop app. It's absolutely free to download, and you can listen to KFYO programming wherever you travel. A lot to get into today on the program. Coming up at 9:30 this morning, Larry Driscoll, president of the West Texas Home Builders Association, will join me. And at 10 o'clock, Jeff Griffith, candidate for Lubbock City Council District 3, will be my guest. Right now, we get to speak with our good friend, Brandon Darby, managing director of Breitbart Texas. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Doing all right. Appreciate you coming on today. And once again, you're out exploring border issues, correct?
That is correct. I am. I'm in southern Arizona. Right now, as you know, Breitbart Texas covers not only Texas matters, but we cover all border matters. So everything from the Gulf of Mexico to San Diego when it comes to the U.S. border with Mexico.
Yeah, and this is, you know, of course, it's been a focus or an area of focus since day one of Breitbart Texas, but it really started picking up, I think, a lot of steam after Jeb Bush came out and talked about his, you know, about illegal immigration being an act of love. That's when it seems like it really got rolling as far as the coverage of border issues and just the back and forth the debate over border issues. Correct.
That's correct. Yeah, that's when I think that there's an underlying issue going on, and I think that every time there's an inflammatory statement, and see, again, not that Jeb Bush's statement was inflammatory in itself, but the fact that it was said by itself and not in context of the full reality of what goes on through an open border, I think that inflames a lot of people. So I think any time that a statement like that is made, I think it's going to, you know, scratch. It's going to bring all of the feelings and all of the thoughts and the issue back to the surface.
Yeah. Well, and another issue that's really been a focus lately on Breitbart Texas has been the Bureau of Land Management. Not so much the Bundy Ranch, but what's happening here in Texas and the back and forth between Texas officials and the Bureau of Land Management, where the Bureau of Land Management, they came out earlier this week and said, no, we're not interested in a land grab, but that's not necessarily true, it appears.
Well, that's an interesting situation because we found this case where there's the long-standing dispute between Oklahoma and Texas over their territory because the Red River shifts, and the way that the borders between the two states is defined is actually different between the two states. Like, one says it goes one place and another says another. So there's a dispute, and then the river shifts. It makes it very complicated. Well, then the Bureau of Land Management comes in and says, we're going to take so many feet, so much space from the river because there's animals there and there's things there and it needs to be under federal control. And those little bit of distance from the river, when you take the entire stretch of land, it accounts for 90,000 acres mm-hmm. of Texas land that the Bureau of Land Management is trying to take. So we wrote about that story, and we were surprised that after we wrote about it, that all of the leadership in Texas began to come out and speak on it, and then media across the country began to report on it. We were pretty surprised at the reaction, but we were happy with it. And we have a new story we just released this morning. It's our lead right now on BreitbartTexas.com. And the Bureau of Land Management basically said, we're not trying to take land. It's already ours. That's what they said.
Wow.
So we did an audio interview with them and recorded them and let them discuss their side of it, where they basically said, you know, the courts decided that X amount of, or X, you know, situations are federal land and are federal under federal jurisdiction, and we've decided to redefine that a little bit or to change what those terms mean, and we decided it's our land already. We just didn't know it, basically.
Huh? And this is land that people have been paying taxes on. This is the same land, right?
Property. This is private property. This is private property. This isn't state land. This is private property. Hmm. These are people's ranches. and the Bureau of Land Management has decided, the federal government has decided that it's their land. So, you know, those kind of issues, people tend to get kind of funny about those things in the United States when it comes to private property.
Yeah.
And you saw that with the Bundy Ranch. I mean, people got really sensitive about it, and I think some people, you know, went to an extreme that I personally am not okay with. But I think the underlying concept of what's going on is indeed wrong. You know, it's like it's a strange situation when the federal government begins to change rules on people who have used land for many years, and then decides that they can just administer and take it over and tell people what to do on it.
So what are they planning on doing here? I mean, if they're saying that it's their land already, is this going to be the same type of scene in a way that we saw at the Bundy Ranch, or is it going to be different? Or I'm assuming state officials will get on top of this even more going forward. But are we going to see the same type of, you know, militias and people showing up to this land, do you think?
I think there's a pretty strong chance of it. I think it's going to have to do with whether or not the private property owners want that. But here's the thing, is there's so many private property owners involved that the chances that one of them is going to want something like that is probably pretty high.
Right.
So the thing also to notice, if we're going to do like a threat analysis on it, is there's not really, it's not a situation where the government would come and take a cow off the land, or the government would come and necessarily, you know, take something that and take it away. So it creates a scenario where it makes it a little less likely. There might be rallies and stuff, but it makes it less likely that there's not a tangible something to fight over in the short term, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what reaction we'll see, but we interviewed a militia in Oklahoma about it, and they were pretty militant, and they said, we're prepared to use force against federal agents. And again, I don't think that's a great idea. I don't want to see things like that in the country, but they definitely, there are definitely some people pretty mad about it.
Yeah, it's definitely something that it's caught the attention of, you know, Greg Abbott, David Dewhurst, a lot of the other politicos in the state of Texas, and we'll see how far this goes because, again, Greg Abbott and, you know, Rick Perry and all the major, you know, political figures in Texas, think that they're a little bit stronger than those in Nevada.
I think they are, and I think that Texas, I mean, we're blessed to have an attorney general in our state who, A, is very competent, and B is very in tune, you know, and very in tune with the voice of people in Texas and with Texas landowners in particular. But it's not just him. I mean, you know, I think between the people we have Dewhurst, who I think will fight on this issue strongly. If you look at the political, not only his personal motivations, but his political motivations to fight on it strongly.
Right.
And the runoff he's in, and the appealing to the grassroots that would be if he did. So it's kind of a perfect storm that the federal government is floating their boat into right now in Texas. They don't want to do that. I mean, you have to look at the motivations, even the driving forces that would be behind all of the politicians in Texas and our leaders to get, you know, to double down and focus hardcore on this. And I think that you know, the federal, this coming up during the time and during a time of primaries and elections, I think is kind of a big deal. I think it's going to result in a stronger reaction from Texas authorities.
Yeah, absolutely. Brandon Darby, Managing Director of Breitbart Texas. Brandon, we'll go ahead and we'll let you go. I encourage people, as always, to go to Breitbart.com, click on Breitbart Texas. But, you know, hey, also check out Breitbart California and Breitbart London and some of those, you know, a lot of those news stories. It's quite interesting. I know there's been at least the first week or so, maybe first couple of weeks, there's been a little bit of crossover stories between Breitbart California and Texas, just comparing the two states. And then there have been some very interesting articles regarding that.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's Brandon Darby. You can follow him on Twitter and Facebook as well.